explain it once more. Adi madhyavasaneshu. Adi madhyavasaneshu. Avasana is end. Adi is beginning. Madhya is middle. And avasana is end. So, adi madhyavasaneshu yarata yanti laghavam. Laghavam yanti. They become short. They are short. Where ya is short in the beginning. Ra is short in the middle. And ta is short at the end, and it goes without saying that all others are then long. That is, ya would be, if adi, it is beginning, it is short, then it is short, long, long. And ra is short in the middle, so it would be long, short, long. And ta is short in the end, so it is long, long, short. I should have given a hyphen here, but I forgot to give it. Bhajasa gauravam yanti, and on the contrary, bhajasa gauravam yanti, they become guru, where adi madhyavasaneshu, same, the same order. Bha is gaurav, that is heavy, in the beginning, that is long, short, short. Ja is long, heavy, in the middle. So, long, I'm sorry. Yeah, short, long, oh, I'm confused. Short, long, short. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right. And sa is heavy in the end. So, short, short, long. And ma nau, ma gan and na gan are respectively all guru or all laghu, all heavy or all long or all short. That is, ma is all three, where all three are long, and na is where all three are short. So this is a nice example, illustration of Anushtup meter. Adi madhyavasaneshu yarata yanti laghavam. Bhajasa gauravam yanti manautu guru laghavam. Four padas. Here, we have to stop here. After eight letters. Eight. So, I think how much we have done? We were Dhruta Vilambit, we have done, no? Yeah. Malini. Malini. Now, there are some very, very important meters which are very frequently used in Sanskrit Kavya and also in Stotra literature. They shall be dealt with today. Malini. Malini is a very nice meter. It has six short letters in the very beginning, but is still very melodic. And Shakuntala, yeah, last time we wanted you to bring Shakuntala because they are very nice meters in Shakuntala. But if you remember them all, then it most of the students. Nanamaya yuteyam malini bhogilokai. Now, these are longer meters. We have started with shorter meters. We have come to longer meters. And longer meters have a pause also within a pada. Within one foot also, you have to make a short, say, pause or caesure, as they call it in Latin. Otherwise, it is too long.
The definition is, it's okay. Are you comfortable with Devanagari, or should I write it in Roman? Devanagari. You also are comfortable?
Yeah? Yeah, I can
figure it out. Nana maya yuteyam. Nana maya ya. So, how many syllables are there all together? 15. Nana maya ya. Nana maya ya yuteyam. Malini.
Now it becomes a little, now when this yati pause or sesua is there somewhere within a pada, then it is described with certain expressions which are in the beginning very difficult to follow. For example, here up to here it is clear, na na ma ya ya, na that is short, long, and this is short, long, yeah, na na ma ya ya. Okay, this is 5, that is 15 syllables altogether. Yuta is endowed with, or yeah, that which is, which has this na na ma ya 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 connected, endowed, that is Malini. Bhogi lokaih, this term describes where you have to make a small pause. Bhogi, bhoga bedeutet, bhoga means the serpent hood, and hood is bhoga, abhoga or bhoga, and bhogin is a serpent, a cobra. And there are 8 varieties of Nagakulas or Nagas or serpents. So the word serpent always means 8. And Loka, worlds, according to Indian cosmology, cosmography, whatever, there are 7 Lokas, Sapta Loka. Yeah, there's 14 also, I think, in Jainas, Bhur, Ruha, Swa, Jana, Tapa, Maha, Satyam, Dental, Atal, Vital, Sutal, Talatal, Rasatal, Patal, and 7 and 7, so altogether 14. So bhogi lokaih means 8 and 7. So we have 15 syllables, and after 8 syllables there would be a small, we have to stay a little, this would be here, of course, 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8. Nanamaya yuteyam malini bhogi lokaih yuteyam, nanamaya yuteyam malini bhogi lokai. So example from where should I give you? Shakuntala, I think all have read it. You remember any?
I memorized at one time. No. If you tell us then.
Sarasij manu viddham shaivale napi ramyam malinam api himanshor lakshma lakshmim tanurti. Dushyant is describing Shakuntala.
Yes.
Sarasij manu viddham shaivale napi ramyam malinam api himanshor lakshma lakshmim tanurti. Iyamadhika manojya valkale napi tanvi. Then in the end, anyway, you have to make it the tone. Iyamadhika manojya valkale napi tanvi kimivahi madhuranam mandanam nakritinam sarasij manuviddham shaivale napi ramyam sarasij manu viddham. 8. Sarasij manu viddham. 8. Shaivale napi ramyam. This will be 7. Shaivale 3. Napi ramyam. Sarasij manu viddham shaivale napi ramyam malinam api himansho lakshma lakshmim tanoti. Yamadhika manodhya valkale napi tanvi kimivahi madhuranam mandanam nakritinam. Then if you have, there is a very famous shloka in the stuti of Hanuman, but you also might have heard, atulita baladhamam hema shailabhadeham Danujavane Krishanum Jnani Namagraganyam सकलगुण निधानं वानराणामधीशं रघुपति प्रिय भक्तं वात जातं नतोस्मि. मेनी मेनी श्लोक. एंड वेणी संघार sometimes usually it is not not used in expression of anger etc, but Bhattanarayan has used it when Ashwatthama, there is a fight between Ashwatthama and Karna. Katham apina nishiddho dukhna bhiruna va drupad tanaya panis ten pitra mamadya tava bhujabala darpad mayamanasya vamascharana shirasi eshan yasyate varayainam. It can be, I think, with the proper effect can be produced if it's properly. There's Ramanujacharya has in Shri Bhashya, he starts his Shri Bhashya. Akhila Bhuvan Janmas Thema Bhangadi Lile Vinat Vivida Bhutavrat Rakshay Kadikshe. दीप्ते ब्रह्मणि श्रीनिवासे भवतु मम परस्मिन् शेमुषी भक्ति रूपा. आल्सो फेवरेट मीटर. सो ओके दैट वाज. नाउ वी गो टू वसंत तिलका, अनदर वेरी वेरी फेवरेट मीटर ऑफ ऑल पोएट. एवरी पोएट हैज रिटन समथिंग और अदर इन वसंत तिलका. Vasant Tilaka is very, very common. Vasant Tilaka. This is Vasanta. Perhaps something to do with the romance and description of nature, etc. But many stotras also you find Vasant Tilaka. Vasant Tilaka. Ukta Vasant. It's a very slow meter. वसंत तिलका तब जा जगौगा. इन वेरी सो टोन लो वॉइस लो टोन उक्ता. देयर इज अ वेरिएंट रीडिंग ज्ञेया ज्ञेया वसंत तिलका उक्ता. आई थिंक वसंत तिलका तब जा जगौगा. I should have taken this first because it does not have yati pause in the middle and it's also shorter than Malini.
Perhaps the order was not there.
Can you understand it? By yourself, ta bha ja ja gauga. It's 14, 3, 3, 3, 3, and then you can. These are two words. Jagau, because this is dual. Jagau, this is ta gaan, bha gaan, ja gaan, jagaan, and jagaan and guru, and again guru. So, we have
Tabha
ja, this is tabha ja, this
yes.
is plural.
Yes.
So this is tabha ja where okay. visarga drops okay. out because of a sandhi rule.
Yes.
And then you have this dual. Ja gau. Jagan and ga means guru.
Guru. Yeah. So another ja, ga, and the last ga
is also
is another ga.
Is heavy,
gur.
Is long.
Okay.
Yeah. So two long in the end. You remember any shloka? Vasanta Tilaka? It's quite common. Shakuntala or from any other. You are a Kavya specialist, you should help us from somewhere. Used everywhere. There is hardly any kavya, hardly any drama where Vasant Tilaka is not used. And lot in Devi Mahatmya, Durga Saptashati, and in Stotra literature, Vasant Tilaka is so common.
In Chandi?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Devyahate Tatra Maha Surendre. Sendrasuravannipurogamastam. Fourth adhyay. When Mahishasura is killed. Katyayanim tushtuvurishtalabhad vikashivaktrabja vikashitasha. Etc. Tya, I give you one. From where? From Dhanyalok. Anyasutavadupamardasahasubhringa Lolam vilolaya manosumanolatasu Balamajatrajasankalikamakale Vyarthankadarthayasikimnavamallikaya Jagarti deva tava shakti mananta rupa vyapta chara charamaye bhuvanatraye smin. Yes, Shakuntal. Mukte shurashmi shunirayata purvakaya. And Dushyant riding in the chariot says that no, just it's too fast. It's a little. It's too. We are going too far. I said, no. This okay. It was. You are feeling jerk because this earth was not so good. This whole field. It was so high and low. So, but now since we have got this plane. Our horses would be running very fast. And so now you see how it runs. Mukte shurashmi shunirayata purvakaya nishkampa chamarashikha nivrtodhvakarna. Remember? Atmodhataira pirajobhira langhaniya Dhavantyami mrigajavakshamaye varadhyā. So, Mandakranta. So, since we have to finish a number of them, I don't give you other examples. We go now to Mandakranta.
The Vasanta Tilaka doesn't have a yati.
It has yati only in the end. But it has a very heavy and very long yati in the end. Only then it sounds good when you have a long yati at the end of a pada. Like I Manditamopanayananayanabhirama Rama Rama Ramananabhisarujabhute Bhuter Giram Vitarani Tarani Sahaya Hayarnavicha Bhavatad Bhavatapanuttau. This is a Saraswati Vandana composed by my father. It's a beautiful shloka where there is so much of Prithi Anuprasa. मांदी तमोप नयना नयनाभिरामा मांदी मंदता स्टुपिडिटी तमोप नयना अपनयना मांदी तमोप नयना नयनाभिरामा रामा रमा रमण नाभि सरोज भूते रामा द वाइफ ऑफ रमा रमण नाभि सरोज भूते वन हु इज बॉर्न आउट ऑफ द नेवल ऑफ रमा रमण विष्णु दैट इज वाइफ ऑफ ब्रह्मा वेरी सिंपल बट सी दी विद यू वर्ड्स रामा रमा रमण नाभि सरोज भूते भूतेर्गिराम वितरणे तरणे सहाया तरणे सहाया इट्स हेल्पफुल इन अटेनिंग क्रॉसिंग द ओशन मोक्ष भूतेर्गिराम वितरणे तरणे सहाया हायार्णवे च भवतात् भव ताप नोतौ इट वाज हिज फेवरेट मीटर So Mandakrantaya. Mandakranta, you know the word? Mandakranta. That lady has here. I asked her whether your father was a scholar of Sanskrit. She said, no, he was teaching Persian. Calcutta University. And medieval history. I was really impressed by her name, Mandakranta. I write it in Devanagari. Mandakranta. Favorite meter of Kalidas. Kshemendra in Subhrata Tilak, he extols Kalidas for composing beautiful Mandakranta. Vasant Tilakai Ratnakar in Harvijay. Mandakranta Budhi. Ras Nagai Mohanautau Gayugmam. ताम बुधिरसे नगई मोभनौ तौग युग्मम मोभनौ तौग युग्मम हियर इज एनीवे यति दैट्स व्हाई आई हैव ब्रोकन इट हियर मंदाक्रांता इज मा एंड भा Magan, Bhagan. Then Bhanau. Then you have 1, 2, 3. Nagan. Mo Bhanau. Tau. Twice Ta. Then 2 Ga Yugmam. A pair of Ga Guru. Now, Mandakrantam Budhirasenagai Mobhanau Tau Gayugmam. Now, here it would be a little difficult for you to understand. Ambudhi. Ambudhi is ocean. There are, according to Indian, again, cosmology or whatever, there are four oceans which surround the earth from all four sides. Four great oceans. So, Ambudhi means four. वयोधरी भूत चतुस्समुद्राम जुगोप गोरूप धरा मिगोर्वीम कालिदास राइट्स इन रघुवंश दिस काउ वाज लाइक अदर्स एज इफ ऑल फोर ओशंस इट हैड सो मच ऑफ मिल्क इट लुक लाइक एज इफ फोर ओशंस entered into my lips. So manda, kranta, what is ras? How many rasas are there? Flavors? Not the rasa, not nine rasas of kavya, but taste, that is six.
Six, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Manda, krantam, budhi rase nagai. Then Naga, mountains, seven mountains. Naga, there are seven. Vindhyascha, Pariyatrascha, etc., etc. And Puranas you can read. The seven great mountains, Vindhya with Himalaya and Pariyatra and Sahya. And so Naga, Naga is mountain. 17 letters. After 4, there is a small pause. Then after 6, there is a small pause, and after 7, that is at the end, there is a final pause. Manda kranta. Here you have to stop a little. Manda kranta mudhirase nagai mobhanau tauga yugmam. Manda krantam mudhirase nagai mobhanau tauga yugmam. This cesura, this yati, is never after a short syllable. It's not possible. It's always after a long syllable. It has to be. Manda krantam budhirase nagai mobhanau tauga yugmam. The definition is quite clear. And the whole of Meghaduta is manda kranta. So even if you remember any one of these shlokas, you know. Otherwise also, in Shakuntala, Kulyam bhovih pavana chapalai shakhino dhautamula, describing Karnava's ashram. Bhinno raga kisalaya rucham ajyadhumodgameshu ete charvag upavan bhovit chinna darbhankurayam nashta shanka harina shishavu manda mandam charanti. Kashchit Kanta, you remember?
No,
you must be remembering, you have done Meghaduta.
I mean, I know the verse, but I don't know.
Kashchit Kanta viraha gurunam svadhikaratramatta shape nastang gamita mahima varsha bhogyena bhartu yakshas chakre janakatanaya snana punyodakeshu snigdhachaya tarushuvasatim Ram Giryashramishu Manda Akranta. It's overpowering very slowly, Akranta. Or overpowered, Akranta is past participle.
Can I make a point? It seems like to me, all these meters, if you know a little bit of music, I mean just rhythm, you can fit in, kind of this one could go like Kashchit Kanta Viraha Guruna Swadhikara Pramatta Shapi Nastang Gamita Mahima Varesha Vogina Bharatu. It seems like